And also in studio with us, I want to do quickly, Dean Krauskopf is with us from our program, of course. It just precedes us here on our flagship station, WJR, which is The Gardening Show. Dean, good to have you in here.
It's good to see you again.
Paul. Yeah, so, usually I'm used to listening to you the as I'm driving in the hour before. It's nice to have you here on our show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be here. Not that I know anything about the internet, the topic that you guys deal with, but it's always fun to listen to.
They do have, like, plant information and tree information.
You know, someday we're going to have to revisit that. I think a couple of years ago we did a segment on that, and things have changed.
That's an idea. Let's do that. Seriously, before this month is out, let's do that.
All right.
Because you're right. There are tremendous resources that are available online. As a matter of fact, a lot of the time when I listen to your show, you're referring people to your website and to the resources.
There's a tremendous number of websites out there that are really good. And there are the whole thing about the internet is that you have to really understand where that information is coming from, if you can trust it. Doesn't make any difference if it's plants, people, or anything else.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny is my wife will listen to the hour before our show and then turn it off. Because she's a gardener and she listens to you, Dee.
Well, there you go. Let's not go there since my wife is sitting next to me. I don't want to go there at all.
All right. And speaking of better halves, Sharma Krauskopf is with us. Sharma, good to have you in studio here. You're okay. You don't have to press any buttons.
Oh, okay.
We figured out our microphone bingo and you're on the air with us. Sharma's not only Dean's wife, but actually, and you're own right, you are quite a figure here on the internet. We had you in, must be about a year ago now, I think.
It was almost exactly a year ago.
Yeah, and at that time you were doing a crowdfunding project for a film that you were going to be developing on the lighthouses and the changes that they went through from being manned to unmanned. And we're here this week with you to talk a little bit later in the program about the fact that you are now on the road to doing it.
Yes, we film starting October 10th.
Wow.
Unfortunately, it had to leave the state of Michigan. The location for the filming, right?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, because some of those filming credits that were, or the...
Incentives,
thank you. That were there got erased. Somebody thought that was a good idea. I don't...
Well, we are like most movies. We have moved out of Michigan. Now, was it a good idea? No.
I don't think so. I do not think so. And I think in the long run, we're going to see that it was a very bad idea. But not an irreversible one, I hope. Yeah. In any case, in your case, we're going to talk a little bit more about that a little later on in the program when we come back with Sharma. We'll talk about that.
We can also thank her for the cherries. I guess we'll thank Dean for the cherries.
Thank God for the cherries.
Sharma for
Dean
the cherry muffins.
I take responsibility for the cherry pits.
Sharma is a wonderful baker, and every week she puts something special in the basket for us here, and we enjoy
great
them.
Muffins today.
Coming up.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and Ed Riddell in studio here along with a very special guest, a couple of very special guests, the Krauskopfs, and that's Dean Krauskopf, who is the Dr. Dean Krauskopf of our WJR Gardening Show. And in this particular case, we're going to teach you, Dean, your better half, Sharma, your wife.
It's probably more than better, than half. Everybody that knows us will want this.
Sharma's with us. Sharma Krauskopf, a year ago, roughly, we had you on to talk about using the internet to... at that time in the state of Michigan to
crowdsource, right?
Create a movie. Yeah. And the movie was going to be, the theme was going to be about the change that took place in these Great Lakes states and around the United States, but from the manned lighthouses and that whole culture to the unmanned lighthouses. And in the process, in this last year, a lot's changed and a lot of it's happened on the internet. But first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
And the project continues.
Yes, it does. I thought it was dead when Michigan got rid of their film incentives. We were ready to film in the Thumb area, and we had a budget, and the budget had included the incentives because, you know, we're a low-budget movie. No incentives, no movie.
Right.
And we had to go and tell the community that it wasn't going to happen.
Mm.
And, you know, at that point, I had to reconsider, do I want to bat my head against this wall again, or what do I want to do?
You want to play bigger.
Yes. I want to talk about that, because we're an independent movie.
Yep.
And we have a motto at our independent movie, and it's called, we're not big, but we're mighty. And the big in the movie industries are the studios.
Yes,
they've been here forever. Everybody knows them. Everybody knows that if it comes from a studio, it's a big deal. Well, that's something that we have to battle every day.
Sure.
And so basically, that is a handicap. But there are lots of really good independent movies out there, but they have to find their niche, and they have to market themselves to a category. And our category happens to be lighthouses and people who love the shorelines.
Oh, and in this state of Michigan, and especially throughout our listening area, the Midwest, it's just, they're just incredible.
That's right. I remember a really cute little story about a fairly new freighter captain in the fog one night, coming down Lake Huron and seeing another light. And he said, you know, got on his radio and he said, "Give way, I'm a 1,000-foot Laker." And and the response was, "You give way, I'm a lighthouse."
Actually, that is the true thing. That happens a lot.
There's another point there, that these people were the first responders.
Right.
And I think that's another thing about the movie that says, you know, that part of the, you're into this and have really done the research, you don't realize that, yes, they were the first people on and they rescued lives. And many of the lighthouse keepers who made the rescues, it's the famous, you have to go out, you don't have to come
back. Right, exactly. From 1999 to 2002, I was a host of a program called Great Lakes Ports of Call that was on PBS. And we generally did a feature on the lighthouses of all the ports around Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, et cetera, et cetera. And the life-saving stations were a key part of that.
Yes.
Because it was not just the tower there. It was also the life-saving station that was connected to it. And the stories of what those people had done in storms. Oh, I mean, just incredible stories. So I want to get to how the internet has been part of helping you move the movie now to its new location in New York.
Okay. When we finally got the nerve up to try again, we decided that one of the things that I didn't want to do was to change the script. So I went to the internet and I looked for lighthouses that were on Great Lakes, because the Great Lakes Lighthouse functions a little bit differently than ocean lighthouses. And we had lived at an ocean lighthouse, so we knew that.
Oh, that's right, yes, in Scotland.
Yeah, in Scotland. And so we went to the internet and I started by finding a place that gave a good incentive that was stable. And there were two that were close to us. One was Ontario and the other one in Canada, because they have a good incentive program. And the other was New York.
Mm.
So Dean and I got in our little car and took off. And we went up to the Bruce's Peninsula in Ontario.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely magnificent area. Oh, just absolutely gorgeous. And the lighthouses we looked at were fantastic. And then we went back and went across down by Niagara Falls into New York. And we started with Buffalo and we looked around there. And again, we found some beautiful lighthouses. And it became a matter of, you know, which would be the easiest for us to deal with. Well, we decided it would be easier to deal with our own country. And so we decided, because of just the location and the things had to be done. So we chose New York, and we met with the film commissioner in Buffalo, and we picked out some lighthouses, and we went to see them. Then I was back on the internet looking at these lighthouses and seeing exactly what they were all about and what was happening. And we chose two. One was 30 Mile Point, which is up between Buffalo and Rochester on the lake. And the other one was Dunkirk Lighthouse, which is south of Buffalo. I like Dunkirk. It was a beautiful, beautiful place. It was a beautiful lighthouse. But right beside it was an ugly power plant. And so I wasn't too sure about
smelly
that.
Neighbors.
We went up to 30 Mile Point.
Noisy neighbors,
too, yeah.
We went up to 30 Mile Point, and we really liked it. But I couldn't find any housing in the area for cast and crew.
Oh, boy.
So I was back to Dunkirk. And so we went down there and spent some time. And we decided we were going to use Dunkirk Lighthouse. It's a Victorian house, beautiful, beautiful place. You just have to not film towards the power plant. And something remarkable started to happen. And that is, I have to share this because this is how you get big.
Okay.
Is the community bought into it.
That's it.
They bought into it in such a way that it would absolutely amaze you.
You're shaking your head, Dean. It was amazing, huh?
Well, you know, part of the cost, we don't have a big budget, is locations. And if you have to rent a spot, we have had absolutely no cost. People have donated. They've actually closed their businesses for a period of time. Oh, you want to shoot? No problem. Come in. We'll close.
I love it.
Every support you need, the police chief says we will be there for security. Fire department's got their rescue boats out because we're doing a thing in the water. They will be there. It's amazing. The other thing is, the only problem is everybody in the town wants to be an extra. And I don't know how we're going to work that.
That moves on to something else then, Sharma. And by the way, there is so much to tell to the story, and we'll make sure that there's a let's talk about a website that people can go to follow the progress of your movie, which is going to be called Unmanned Lighthouse.
Yes, we renamed it.
Lighthouse Unmanned, pardon me.
We renamed it because basically Keepers was a Michigan project, and we wanted to just kind of close that door. And there is a line in the script where we're talking to the Coast Guard, and the assistant keeper has to go out to do a shipwreck rescue. And the Coast Guard dispatcher says, okay, lighthouse unmanned.
Which is actually the top, or the way they would say it, because we had to run it past the Coast Guard. Is this accurate? And they said, yep, that's what we say.
And because you have to have your, anything to do with the Coast Guard has to go through the Hollywood Coast Guard office to be approved. And that was. So we picked up that because that's exactly what happened. The lighthouses were unmanned.
And that is really kind of the crux of the whole movie then.
Yes. The movie has kind of two themes. Our theme is we wanted to honor lighthouse people. And
the keepers themselves and their families.
Yeah, and their families. I say people because their families. We have some horror stories about some of the wives and what they went through. And then we, the other part of it is that it's a modern story. Woven in this story is what's going on around us today. And on our Indiegogo campaign, I do a introduction, and I say, how many of you used to read a print newspaper?
Oh, yes, sir.
And how many of you read a print newspaper now?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about the fact that behind that are people who have lost their jobs?
Typesetters. And
I have a good example of that. When we were looking at lighthouses, we went to Rochester and met with the lighthouse board and Rochester, New York. And the man sitting in front of me said, I know what this is. I worked at Kodak, and I was a vice president, and I'm no longer a vice president.
Oh, boy. Talk about a perfect example of that. Sharma, we're going to take a quick pause here. Sharma Krauskopf is with us. The movie is called Lighthouse Unmanned. We're talking about the tale of putting that together, and we're going to get a little more detail about how she's been using the internet to run scripts by, to audition people as well by Skype. And all that coming back up on the Internet Advisor in just a moment. Sharma Krauskopf is with us, and she is the director now, I understand, Sharma. That's the new title,
I got promoted. Actually, that's not true. The director works for me, and I'm that director.
Okay.
That's low-budget independent movies.
If you think there's a husband, I'm going to touch that line.
No. The movie's called Lighthouse Unmanned. There's just so many things that have been involved on the internet, which is fascinating about this. And I wish we had more time to talk about in detail. About, for instance, you're auditioning people on Skype?
Yeah, we've got all of our cast by using an internet place called Backstage, where actors list their names, show pictures, have reels where we can go through them and weed them out. And we started out with 2,000 at one time. And then we got down to two or three. And then we started interviewing them on, we used Uvu, which is one of the talk places. And then we used Skype. And we're using Skype now. And I was laughing because it was so nice to be here because I had some audition scheduled this afternoon. I've been doing auditions all week, so it was nice to get away from
it. A little
them.
Bit of a break from it. Yeah.
Yeah, and we also use it to check references. Sure. So, you know, these people we haven't met, but we have all the information that you would get. Sure. And it's much easier for the actors because they basically don't have to go anyplace.
That's right. That's true. That's
they don't
true.
Have to stand in line in a casting call. They don't have to do all of that.
Anybody lined up that we would be familiar with or who have been in other?
No, we don't have the money for that.
Oh, I see. Okay. So
we're big. We're not big. We're mighty.
I got it.
The other part of this whole thing is that I want to say something that I think is really important here. Making a movie is one of those things that we were talking about on the telephone. It's a big task.
Oh, yeah.
But you couldn't do it without the internet. And we make the computer a villain in Lighthouse Unmanned because it takes the jobs away.
It's true, yeah.
But, you know, the good technology is also something that needs to be focused on, and it makes the world very small. Our distribution plans include 15,000 nonprofit groups, which are all over the world, because lighthouses are any place that they have big bunches of water. And we're going to make them we're going to help them distribute the movie.
I love it.
And they are going to make money off of it for their lighthouse, and we are going to get our movie out. And that is made possible by internet. I was talking to a man in Germany, and he can't wait.
Yep.
So that's what it's all about.
It's an international kind of thing. Sharma, let's give a website that people can use to follow the progress of your movie as it's being developed. And we are going to also follow it here on the air. I'm going to see if I can give it to you folks. We'll put it on the website as well. IGG, which is Indiegogo.
That's right.
Crowdfunding. IGG.me, and then it's /AT/LU. And that is short for Indiegogo.com, LighthouseUnmanned.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, they can just go to Indiegogo.com. It's a fundraising site. And search for Lighthouse Unmanned.
Okay.
Or, and we'll have this link up on our website by the
end
of the day.
We'll get it up by the end of the day.
And that particular link links to everything, like to our website, it gives you to the emails to us. And you'll also, I'm really proud of it. We have a dog actor, and we have a green room on and he's our star this month this week. And everybody is loving Roscoe. So you'll have some fun watching how you rehearse a dog to get into boxes.
Well, I love it.